Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A species on the brink of local extinction in its only Indian range, the Pir Panjal Markhor, is a stark reminder of the pressing need for effective conservation strategies. The Markhor, a large wild goat of the Capra genus, is instantly recognizable by its spectacular spiraled corkscrew horns. Its scientific name is Capra falconeri, and the meaning of Markhor is derived from Persian, with Mar meaning snake and Khor meaning eater, literally translating to snake eater. This name refers either to the goat's reputed ability to kill snakes or to its corkscrew horns that resemble coiled snakes. The Markhor inhabits sparse alpine and subalpine forests, rocky crags, and steep mountain slopes between 600 meters and 3,600 meters elevation, and its diet consists of grasses, leaves, shrubs, and tree foliage in winter. Taxonomists recognize 6 subspecies of the Markhor, distributed across the high mountains of Central and South Asia. First, there is the Aster Markhor, followed by the Bukharan or Tajik or Hepner's Markhor, then the Kabul Markhor, the Suleiman Markhor, the Kashmir or Pir Panjal Markhor, which is India's only subspecies, and finally, the Chiltan Markhor. The Pir Panjal or Kashmiri Markhor survives in a thin sliver of the southwestern Pir Panjal range in Jammu and Kashmir, east of the Banihal Pass, in a narrow belt across the Hirpura Tatkutti Kazi Nag tract. What makes this significant is that the peak population of the Pir Panjal Markhor was around 155 individuals in 1947, but this number has been declining over the years. It fell to 30 to 40 by the early 2000s and surveys in 2004 estimated around 55 individuals, with recent counts indicating a critically low population. The drivers of this decline are decades of insurgency-era access restrictions, livestock grazing competition, poaching, and habitat fragmentation by highway corridors. Now, let us turn to the conservation status of the Markhor. The Markhor's 6 subspecies together range across 6 nations: Afghanistan, India, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. In India, all Markhor habitat lies within Jammu and Kashmir. The United Nations General Assembly Resolution A-78/78, adopted on 2 May 2024, proclaimed 24 May as the International Day of the Markhor. This date was chosen to align with the wider Biodiversity Awareness Calendar, coming days after the International Day for Biological Diversity on 22 May. A striking case study in conservation philosophy emerges from comparing the 2 largest Markhor range states, India and Pakistan. Pakistan's Togar Conservancy model, launched in 1985 in Balochistan's Tobakkar range, is a community-based, sustainable trophy hunting program that issues a tightly limited number of permits each season. The permit fees, commonly cited at $100,000 to $150,000 each, are channeled directly to local communities and conservation work. The outcome of this model has been remarkable, with the Suleiman Markhor population recovering from fewer than 50 to over 1,500 within 2 decades, frequently cited as one of South Asia's most successful conservation turnarounds. In contrast, India's strict protection approach, with the Markhor listed under Schedule I of the Wildlife Protection Act of 1972, prohibits hunting absolutely. However, this approach has not yielded the desired results, as the population has continued to decline despite 3 protected areas. The wider debate surrounding the Markhor case has become a touchstone in the global debate between incentive-based conservation and the preservationist model. The Indian Wildlife Protection Act framework rules out trophy hunting, making any future policy shift politically and legally complex. Threats to the Pir Panjal Markhor include livestock grazing pressure in alpine pastures from Gujjar Bakerwal transhumans, poaching for horns, habitat fragmentation by infrastructure, especially the NH-44 Banihal-Srinagar corridor and associated tunnel works, climate change, and the legacy of insurgency. But why does this matter? The decline of the Pir Panjal Markhor has significant implications for biodiversity conservation in the region. The way forward for the conservation of the Pir Panjal Markhor involves community stewardship around Hirpura Thattukuti, modeled on Project Tiger's buffer zone learnings, livestock-free corridors to reduce grazing competition during the kidding season, transboundary cooperation under the Convention on Migratory Species with Pakistan and Afghanistan, integration with Project Snow Leopard landscape level planning, and carrying capacity studies to assess whether incentive-based harvest models could be adapted to the Indian legal framework. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The International Day of the Markhor is observed on 24th May annually since 2024. The UNG Resolution A/78/78 was adopted on 2nd May 2024. The scientific name of the Markhor is Capra falconeri, and the name Markhor means snake eater in Persian. The IUCN status of the Markhor is near threatened, and it is listed under Appendix I of sites. The Wildlife Protection Act of 1972 lists the Markhor under Schedule I. The Indian subspecies of the Markhor is the Pir Panjal Markhor, Capra falconeri kashmiriensis. The Markhor is the national animal of Pakistan, and there are 6 subspecies of the Markhor. The Indian habitat of the Markhor includes the Hirpura Wildlife Sanctuary, Thattukuti Wildlife Sanctuary, and Kazinag National Park, all located in Jammu and Kashmir. Project Snow Leopard was launched in 2009, and the global Markhor population, as per the IUCN 2015 data, is approximately 5,800. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Markhor case offers a clean comparative lens on conservation philosophy, making it relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers conservation, biodiversity, environment, endangered species, international conventions, IUCN categories, and the Wildlife Protection Act 1972 schedules. Additionally, the Pir Panjal range and Himalayan biogeography are relevant to GS Paper 1, which covers geography. The decline of the Pir Panjal Markhor is a stark reminder of the need for effective conservation strategies, and its implications extend beyond the realm of environmental conservation, touching upon geopolitical, developmental, and constitutional angles. The conservation of the Markhor is a complex issue that requires a nuanced approach, taking into account the needs of local communities, the preservation of biodiversity, and the protection of habitats.